I'm warning to be late. Oh, I'd like to get my hands on the guy who invented the snooze alarm.
Oh, man, let me help you with those suckers. Come on now, huh? That's all right. That's not hard, buddy. Here
we are. Thanks, Mort, but I was trying to put the boot on.
Oh, I guess we start off the day on the wrong foot, huh?
Well, man, I'm really famished. I feel like Gandhi to McDonald's. Come on now. I can feel like an eating aardvark's tongue. Come on now, man.
Sorry, Mark, but I'm production coordinator on a new show today, and I've got to be at the studio in 10 minutes.
Well, man, you can fix me a minute's take. That'll give you 9 minutes to spare.
I'm afraid you're going to have to fix your own breakfast today. And maybe dinner, too. It might be another late night.
Whoa, red light, whoa. Sir, stop, Kimosabe.
Listen, you want Moira to cook?
Yeah, you're a big worker now. I think you can handle yourself in the kitchen. And maybe cleaning up around here, too.
Wait a minute. I draw the line right there. Oh, when I cook, clean, or do windows, I am man, watch me sit.
Where'd you get that idea?
Robert Petrie, Jim Anderson, and Archie Bunker.
Who?
Mr. Television.
Well, Mark, that's a lot of bunk. TV isn't real life.
Oh, man, are you kidding? Then Ricky really doesn't love Lucy? Babaloo, babaloo.
Look, Mark, since I've been working, I just don't have enough time to do all the things around the house. I'm going to need your help.
All right, man, enlighten Mark to the rescue, but please, man, don't make me cook because I'll get thinner than Ronald Reagan's environmental budget.
Look, anyway, you traveled 200 million miles to get here. I think that you can pour yourself a bowl of cereal. Listen, I'm going to run.
Well,
I'll see you later.
Come on,
Don't wait up. Might be another knit late night.
Bye-bye. Big kiss, baby. She used to have time for a big kiss. Now she hasn't even got time to pucker. Oh, man, I knew you'd come. Ooh.
Is the lady of the house at home?
What's it all?
Mark, is that you? Hey, what are we doing just standing here talking? Come on in. My. Isn't this a delightful home? Don't rush me. I'll get to the sales pitch. Good morning, sir or madam. We represent the Exidor Door Company, exclusive distributors of these thingamajig.
I'm sorry, Exidor, but I already have a thingamajig.
All right. I'll tell them what it does. And why? Because this miracle of modern technology can do everything a maid can do except steal the silverware. And next week we're putting out an attachment for that.
Amazing.
Yes. The revolutionary new maid of magic.
Exidor, does this really make housework easier?
You don't want it. I know. Go to the hard sale. You buy this gizmo, you'll never see your wife and kids again.
Well, I'm not married.
I have an attachment for that, too.
Well, maybe I should buy this because Mindy says I should be helping her with the cooking and the cleaning.
What? Did you hear that, boys? The skirt's pushing him around.
No, she isn't.
Yes.
Isn't.
Yes. The vote is 12-1 against you.
Well, I guess she is, but all I want to do is make housework easier.
Mark, you whimpering wash rag, pull yourself together. Who wears the pants in this house? You and a tomato.
Well,
she does.
Well, this man's had enough, though. I'm not going to let her push me around because I'm going to be the best little wifey Mindy ever had.
But I do draw the line of motherhood.
Hola. No, Mindy Cheers, no en casa. That's it. Adios, muchachas.
Boy, housework is a snap. I don't know what Irma Bongbeck stretching about all the time.
Oh,
Oh, look. Brown and black, Mindy's favorite color. She won't mind.
There you go. Keep the bugs away. What we do now?
Well, I think I'll make a little salad for my breadwinner. There we are. Up here. Instructions, put vegetables inside. All right, let's see.
Hey, turn on.
What are you trying to do? Qualify for a federal disaster loan?
Oh, Mr. Bickley, I'm sorry. I was just trying to help. And I mean, it looked so easy the time I was doing it, and all of a sudden, blammo, like Krypton. It's whang, bang, bang.
Well, what did you expect? Housework isn't easy. It's miserable, back-breaking, repetitive, unrewarding, non-paying labor. And look what it's done to my hand.
It's horrible. They look like lobsters at a tanning salon. Quick, call Madge. Mindy made it always look so easy.
Well, it isn't. And my wife didn't like it either. She wanted to get a job, but I laid down the law. I told her job was to cook the meals and take care of the house. After that, we never had another problem.
Everything was dokey-okey, right?
Wrong. She left me. I still miss the static on the TV when she'd vacuum under my feet.
I don't want Mindy to leave me.
Well, then you better call her and find out how to run this place before it's too late.
I'll do that right away.
5, 4, 3, 2, cue music, and welcome to Talk to Dr. Lincoln, a unique call-in program to help you, the viewer, with your problem. And now, here's eminent local psychologist, Dr. Joni Lincoln.
Good afternoon. For the next half hour, I'll be taking your calls and hopefully helping you get your life back on the track. Our numbers are on your home screen, and our lines are open, so please call in. You'll be glad you did. And it's a lot cheaper than an office visit. There's our very first caller. Hello, this is Dr. Lincoln.
Dr. Lincoln, I have been so paranoid lately. It seems like everybody is trying to get me.
I see. And what is your name, ma'am?
Think you can trick me, huh? What kind of a fool do you think I am?
Moving right along, let's try another call. Hello, this is Dr. Lincoln.
Hi, this is Mark.
Good afternoon, Mark. How can I help you?
Yes, may I talk to Mindy McConnell, please?
I'll kill him. Mark, she's a little busy right now.
Oh, that's all right. I'll wait. I have a canasta game going.
Mark, look, I have to keep this line open. Could Mindy call you back later?
Gail.
Oh, that's live television for you. Let's try another call. Hello, this is Dr. Lincoln, and your first name is?
A short memory. It's Mark. Remember now?
Mark, I'm sorry, but this line is in use for people with problems.
Oh, I know that, and I've got a real doozy going here. Mindy can take care of it. If I could just talk to her just for a millisecond. Please.
What is it, Mark?
Mindy, is that you? I can barely hear you, hon.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Mindy, you look stunning. How do you get zucchini stains off the ceiling?
Why don't I help you with that when I get home? Bye, Mark.
You're not going to wave or throw me a kiss like Dinah? What does that mean, man? Hey, oh, really? By the way, I love the show. Especially the part, you know. Is that a principal?
Oh. And now a word from our sponsor. Dr. Lincoln, I'm so embarrassed. I apologize. It'll never happen again. You must think I'm some kind of a loon.
No, Mindy, but I might suggest that this Mort come see me at the clinic.
What is it now, Mork? Oh, Mr. Sternhagen. Yes, I'll be right in to see you. Oh, I knew it was too good to last.
Over career woman. Hello, hon. We're gonna have dinner on the table before you can say poppin' fresh. Say hi. Poppin' fresh, too late.
Oh, look at this. Got a little bun in the oven for you here. Oh,
hot potato, hot potato. Nothing says loving like something from the oven.
Mark, I almost lost my job today.
Oh, hon, I know work was such a hard, hard thing today. Come on. Why don't you just sit down now and relax? You just sit down and rest those little tired bones and tootsies of yours. No problem. There.
Mork,
we...
I don't want to.
No. There's your little pipe.
Here's this fourth page. I cut a few recipes out. I hope you don't mind. And we got your little slippers here, little tiny little teddies on. Let's put those on. You don't know what a hard day it's been for me, hon, trying to put a waxy yellow build up on that floor.
Mork, I don't want to talk about the floor. I want to talk about what happened at work today.
Work, work, work. That's all you type A personalities ever want to talk about. You don't know a thing about me. Nothing to worry about but me.
You almost got me fired today. You embarrassed me on the air. And I just want you to promise that it will not happen again.
So this is the thanks I get for slaving over a hot stove? And working my fingers to the bone? I'm wasting the best believers of my life.
Oh, no. Look, Mork, calm down.
No, you calm down. You're him in this house cooped up all day, vicariously living through your exploits.
Okay, Mork, look, forget I ever mentioned anything about it. Look, we'll sit down, we'll have a nice little dinner, just the two of us.
You want your dinner, you eat out.
Mork, come on, you're overreacting.
Don't touch me. I have a headache.
You. How nice.
Did you happen to see the show today?
No, man, I had an exhausting afternoon at the daycare center. We had an artistic problem. There's a crayon lodged in Mrs. Fowler's ear.
Well, listen. Today I had a long conversation with Dr. Lincoln about our problems.
Problems? We have no problems. We're as happy as two moths on a porch light, you know.
No, we're not.
No, yes, we are.
And I'm part of the problem.
Oh, man, you don't... Oh, man. Man. You don't know what it's like to carry this all alone. I thought it was an anchor around your neck. I thought it was a hangnail on the finger of ambition. Oh, man, how can we save the shambles of this relationship?
Well, Dr. Lincoln suggested some ways that would help us to relate better. They're really more like games.
Games? Why didn't you say so? I'll be shirts and you'll be skin.
No, they're not those kind of games. Actually, they're more like exercises in trust. Okay, let's start with a real simple one, all right?
All right.
All right. You stand over here.
Okay.
And just stand straight. Okay. Now I want you to fall, and I'll catch you.
Sounds reasonable. All right. All right, I'll go along with this, man, but if it doesn't work, I'm walking.
No, that's what it's about, Mark. You've got to trust me.
All right.
Come on, fall. I promise I'll catch you.
You promise?
I promise.
All right. Custer!
What's that, man?
Mark, you were supposed to fall backwards.
Oh. Ah. I get the hang of it now, man.
Okay.
Something's not right here.
Yeah. While you're still in one piece, let's try something else that might help us understand each other. It's called role reversal. It's where I play you and you play me, and then we act out a scene from our normal daily life.
I mean, I'll be Mindy and you'll be Mork. There are laws against that, man.
I think it could only help.
Well, all right. Well, give me till tomorrow morning to shave my legs. I have to pluck my eyebrows and buy some things. I'll be back.
Mork?
Morning, Min.
Morning, Mark.
Oh, gosh, I'm gonna be late again.
Breakfast, will you? Will you? I'm so hungry, I'd eat Bebo.
Hey, Mark, I haven't got time right now. I'm too busy being a butch career girl.
Hey, wait a minute. That's him below the belt. Hey, stop it. You're going to stretch out my boots.
These your boots? Really, I had to stuff socks in the front. Oh, Mark, you're so talented and handsome, and you have such great taste in clothes.
Hey, wait a minute. I never said that.
Well, it'd be nice if you did once in a while.
Mark. Where are my car keys? Did you bury them again?
Well, I locked them in the Jeep so they wouldn't get lost. Did I do good? Did I? Do we get a gold star?
Absolutely not.
Shut up.
Mark, come, sit down.
Sense of impending doom.
Now, here we go. Let's sit down and talk. No, not on your face. Now, Mark,
I realize you're an alien that doesn't know his elbow from his Ravnik.
Yes, but then I never would have done it without your patience and understanding.
Oh, really?
Ring. Hello.
It's Mr. Sternhagen, my boss.
Yes, Mr. Sternhagen. Yes, I'm still here. Yes. Now, I have a little Jeep problem. You're right. That's no reason to lose my job.
Thank you.
Bye, Mr. Sternhagen.
Oh, good news.
Well, I have to be at the station in 10 minutes, so I'm off the air forever. Oh, here. You just have to fix yourself breakfast, and I'll be home before midnight.
Yeah, but Min. Wait a minute, Mark. Wait. Don't leave without giving me a big...
kiss.
I've been ignoring you, haven't I?
Well, who can blame you? I mean, I didn't realize I was that hard to live with. As a roommate, I'm no John Ritter.
Terrific. Different, but terrific. Mark, our lives are changing, and we just have to do a better job of changing with them.
Yeah, you're right. From now on, I'm only going to do my share. I mean, housework is really hard.
Yeah.
Oh, ow.
And I'm going to try not to use so much of myself up at the office that I have nothing left to give to you. See, I feel better already. We're going to have to promise each other that we'll always tell each other how we're feeling.
You got it. I feel happy now.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, no. I feel happier.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it feels like almost joy. it is joy. Wow. Goodbye, joy. Hello, ecstasy.
Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Hello? Anybody home?
Ah, Mark. I love what you've done with your hair.
Oh, no, Orson, sir. It's me, Minnie McConnell. Remember me? I was here a few months ago with Mark.
Silence. Where's Mark? What's happened to his report?
Oh, well, sir, you see, Mark and I started sharing all our responsibilities lately, so... here I am. Yeah, but if you'd really rather speak to Mark, I could go.
Just get on with it.
Okay. See, my report is really about my and Mark's relationship.
Again?
He told you about it? What did he say?
Everything.
Well, he couldn't have, sir, because a good relationship is always changing and growing.
But if a relationship works well, why would you want to change it?
Well, sometimes there's no choice. I mean, you never know what hurdles life is going to place in front of you. And each one is a test of how much you care. And sometimes, even if you don't have trouble getting over them, your partner may. So you either stop and help them over, or you go on alone. Did I do all right?
Not bad for an earthling.
Oh, that's big of you, sir. No, I didn't mean big. I meant that's... good of you, sir. Maybe we can do this again sometime soon.
Don't press your luck.
Right. Well, this is Mindy McConnell signing off for Mork. Nanu.
Thank you.